traveling down this road, searching for my pot of gold. But the rain begins to fall, and the rain washes it all.
Salmon Arms Roots and Blues with one of Northern BC's best-known Indigenous artists, Kim Gucci, who also uses her voice to promote reconciliation, education, and awareness. Thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be sitting here with you.
Tell me just a little about your very early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I did. My family was very musical. My father had a band and would have rehearsals in our space, and my older brother was a musician from a very young age, and then I have another brother, a younger brother, who all of a sudden out of high school decided to start a band. We had no idea he could even sing, and now he's quite a successful country music recording artist. And so yeah, grew up with country music in the house, and then it turned into some gospel. My father was a preacher and a singer, and yeah, and then I've always sang. There was a time in my life where I actually would sing out of key. I would be doing great, and then all of a sudden my voice would do this weird little thing, but my dad never kicked me off the stage, and I just kept going, and I started entering karaoke contests as a young, in my late teens, at the bar age, and would play pool and hold up the whole pool table while I was up singing karaoke, and started winning karaoke contests. And then I was like, oh, I must be okay then. So I just kept going, and then eventually started chumming around with musicians and fell in love with live music. And later in life, picked up a guitar, was really inspired by Lucinda Williams, and I just started playing and started hosting open mics, and and started writing my own music and joined other incredible artists on stage, surrounding myself with amazing musicians, and here I am.
You write very powerful and impactful lyrics. Do you approach your songwriting by starting with lyrics, or do you tend to have the music come to you first?
It comes in a couple different ways, actually. But I guess my favorite way of writing a song is just being and just allowing the spirit to move through me. And so there's been some songs that I've done where I've literally, the song has literally fallen out. And I'm just like in a open mind and open space. And then all of a sudden the song, I got to pick up my guitar and I have to play it. And then I have to like sing, and then I have to write the lyrics down and grab my note recorder because, wow, this is amazing. Hey, I'm writing a song right now. And then boom, there's a song. But then there's other times where I'm driving down the highway and lyrics and melody will come to me. So I have to literally grab my recorder and record it. And sometimes I don't even have to do that. It's just like it's always been a part of me, and I'm just bringing voice to it. But then there's a lot of things that I write about that, like, I think of things like I'll be going about my day and something will happen and I think, gee, I could write a song about that. But then I don't stop and grab a pen or anything and write things down. I let it go. And maybe I shouldn't be doing that, but so they come in various ways, and they're inspired always by my life, always by things that I'm very passionate about, and very personal stories.
In 2015, your single Sister Rain reached number one on the National Aboriginal Top 40 Countdown. Tell me about the inspiration for that one.
Wow, that was the first song I ever wrote and recorded. And so to be able to have it hit number one on that chart was, it just was like, it almost felt like I made it. I have never won an award. I've applied to the Indigenous Music Awards a couple times. I've applied for the Breakout West Music Awards. I've applied to that. So I'm just like, well, maybe it was the cart before the horse. But I'm starting to feel like I'm not doing this for an award. I'm doing this because I'm like truly feeling like this is my purpose. I have a message to share, and that is exactly what I'm gonna do.
Can you tell me about the meaning behind your song For the People?
That song was inspired by an elder I had a conversation with. I was working in the Okanagan on a film project, and it was a film about truth and reconciliation. So the theme was resilience. So I interviewed many elders, and there was one who was, what he said to me never left me, and it became the inspiration for that song. And he was telling me about, he lived in this house on the Penticton Indian Band Reserve, and he had to drive by this church every day. And he knew how much money went into it, how much renovation, how much attention was given to this church. So when I asked him what the apology meant to him, he put his hand like and kind of deflected it off his chest, and he said, it meant nothing to me. And I said, well, what about the money? Because there's like this payment that residential school survivors will receive it based on their experience and based on how much of a story they want to tell, but they get literally drugged through the dirt and they have to relive it as they retell it. And my father, for one, couldn't do it. My father died with the story still inside of him. And so this elder said to me, when I asked him what the apology meant, what the payment meant, he said it meant nothing. He said, you know what would mean something to me? And he pointed at that church down the road. He said, if they were to tear down that church and build houses for the people, he said, that would mean something to me. And that became the opening lyric, and it's very metaphorical. To me, it's a reconciliation song. It's about moving forward. We cannot heal what we do not acknowledge. And that song came from that place, and it's a powerful one. It will either, it hit some people wrong, and I'm okay with that. They're not ready, and that's okay. But for the most part, it's very well received. People are understanding. It's not a dig against the church, because it's not God. God did not do this. It was man, and it was a church led by men. And that's what the song's about.
Tear down the church and build some houses for the people. It's what an elder said to me. Stephen Harper said he's sorry to the people. Not all accept the apology. Intergeneration suffer, searching for identity. We are a nation of survivors. Stronger than